Miss Bilia. That's B as in boy, E-L-I-A. Last name is Bazan, B-A-Z-A-N. Date of birth is 8/24/56. Today is 6/5/23. This is a 66-year-old woman with history of COPD, has been on hospice for the past few months, period. In paragraph, she's being evaluated today because of worsening shortness of breath, constipation, difficulty sleeping, and now has developed a red-hot pre-tibial area on the left side, period. She's on hospice because of end-stage COPD. She's a heavy smoker. Back in December, she did require oxygen, but because of her smoking, she was never placed on oxygen. Now patient is on oxygen, period. Any paragraphs since last visit? She has lost weight. She is becoming more confused, having trouble sleeping at night from time to time, is having issues with sundowner syndrome, constipation, wears a diaper all the time, and is now total ADL dependent, period. Meanwhile, she's also has developed an area of redness associated with induration and heat over the left pretibial area. There does not appear to be any sign of abscess formation, and there's no sign of DVT. Nevertheless, this appears to be secondary to cellulitis. This appears to be secondary to cellulitis. That sounds good. Surgical history, coronary artery disease, bypass graft. Medication. Patient is taking Invega, Depakote, Lasix, Cymbalta, Trazodone as before. At one time, she was taking off the Trazodone because she was quite sleepy, but now she's having difficulty sleeping. The Trazodone may be reinstated. Allergy, morphine, and penicillin. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, father died of aortic aneurysm, mother died of MI and coronary artery disease. Review of system, increased shortness of breath, increased weakness, weight loss of at least 5 pounds, muscle wasting in the lower extremity, temporal muscle wasting around the temples, weakness, profound, much worsened, having bowel and bladder incontinence, wears a diaper now. A total ADL dependent, also suffers from protein, calorie, malnutrition, history of schizophrenia, sundowner syndrome, secondary to both schizophrenia and dementia, decreased appetite, developed a red inflamed area over the left leg, constipation issues, difficulty sleeping, medical problems, end-stage COPD, weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, patient is homebound. I've spoken to both Alexander and Lee regarding her condition, which are the folks that she resides with. Also has core pulmonale causing fetal edema from time to time and hypertension. Blood pressure is 150 over 88, pulse is 89, respiration is 20, and temperature is 99. Heart pulses 1, pulse 2, lungs. Few ronchi, decreased breath sounds, bilaterally abdomen soft, extremity thin, muscle wasting noted, no edema noted today, red hot inflamed pretibial area on the left side, neurologic, severe weakness but moving all four extremities, skin dry, decreased turgor, or mucosal dry, musculoskeletal thin, muscle wasting, as was discussed above. Assessment and plan. Here we have a 66-year-old woman with end-stage COPD who's now on oxygen. She's no longer smoking, most likely because of her change in mental status and worsening dementia, as well as hyperperfusion regarding her COPD. She also suffers from pulmonary hypertension, weight loss, decreased appetite, O2 dependency, has developed cellulitis of the right lower extremity, consistent with patients of worsening immune system, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, constipation, decreased sleep associated with sundowner syndrome, period. I'm going to Ask the medical director to start him on Keflex 500 four times a day. Restart the trazodone at a 50 milligram. And evaluate patient during the next visit / face-to-face. She definitely has declined since last visit. Patient remains hospice appropriate and expected to do poorly with most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.